show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
It does seem like everything's crooked these days, doesn't it? I mean, it does seem like that you can't find anybody honest in government anymore. You can't find anybody honest in corporate America anymore. You've got the ESG movement being principally pushed, not just by BlackRock, but they're the big bad. They're the ones bringing communism and socialism into the corporate world and basically using their market share to squash dissent. They've kind of like radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists who published books on how to use our legal system against us. These people inside of BlackRock and those who are inside of government that run now some of our most, well, that used to be trusted agencies in government, they have figured out ways to use our government, use our economic system to steal our rights. And they're using their market shares in either venue, whether it be their majority in the deep state, their majority in Congress for a long time. Right now, you've got the Senate and the White House under control, two-thirds of our government under the control of leftists. So they're basically leveraging all of that into mechanisms to make sure that they steal your rights and you never get them back. And one of the stories about this that's out there, this is from the Washington Examiner. Disinformation Inc., the State Department bankrolls group secretly blacklisting conservative media. This is the second part of a Washington Examiner investigative series about self-styled disinformation tracking groups that are cracking down on conservative media and part of a very lucrative operation that aims to defund disfavored speech. Right? So if you oppose a Marxist, you oppose a Leninist, ooh, that's disinformation. Well, wait a minute. I'm just disagreeing with you. No, that's disinformation. You will not disagree with we left-wingers? And that's what they're instituting in government, and that's what they're trying to do from corporate boardrooms like AT&T, which, by the way, majority of their shareholders, BlackRock, just saying. The State Department has funded a deep-pocketed disinformation tracking group that is secretly blacklisting and trying to defund conservative media, likely costing the news organizations vital ad dollars, according to the Washington Examiner. The Global Disinformation Index, a British organization with two affiliated U.S. nonprofit groups, is feeding blacklists to ad companies with the intent of defunding and shutting down websites peddling alleged disinformation. This same disinformation group has received $330,000 from two State Department-backed entities linked to the highest levels of government, raising concerns from First Amendment lawyers and members of Congress. In other words, my friends, the federal government, the United States government, is stealing your tax dollars and then using those tax dollars to steal your voice. This is the ultimate Democrat dream, isn't it? They can't compete in the arena of ideas anymore. So they're just going to shut you up. They're going to steal your money, and then they're going to use that money to silence you. It is their ultimate dream because, as you well know, leftists can't generate money on their own. They need us to do so. So I think this is something you ought to be keeping on your radar screen, and we ought to be demonetizing them. We ought to be defunding them. And if our government is using money to fund these groups that are working to basically take away our constitutional rights, then government ought to pay a steep, steep price. One of the things that's been corrupted over the last few years, and you may have noticed this, polling. I mean, it's just one of the institutions we can't rely on anymore. Only a smattering, a few that I can think of that are anywhere near the ballpark when it comes to polling. Because polling has become, my friends, polling has become a way to not reflect public opinion, but to shape public opinion. And that makes them dangerous. The only ones that are legitimate are the ones that accurately reflect what public opinion is, not trying to shape public opinion. Let me give you an example. Joe Biden wants a clean debt ceiling, right? He wants a clean debt ceiling and no downward trajectory on our nation's spending and our massive debt. And he's been accusing, falsely so, accusing Republicans of wanting to defund, of course, entitlements that many people have grown to depend on, government dependency, which is sick and twisted. I got this soundbite from Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, who said, "Hey, Siri, what does a hypocrite sound like?" Remember, Joe Biden's wandering around the country right now. Joe Biden is saying, "Republicans want to take away your entitlements." But what has Joe Biden said about this stuff in the past? Listen.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
Hey, Siri, what does a hypocrite sound like? Beijing Biden. So people would normally look at that and go, "Oh, yeah, this guy, I'm never going to vote for this guy." But the polls show, hey, he's right in the thick of things as far as, well, the 2020 polls. And many of you might be wondering, how can a guy who's been a boob his entire political career, how can a guy who's been an idiot his entire political career all of a sudden attain the highest office in the land? And some pointed the finger at corrupt polls. We'll talk to a credible pollster up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plan. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, want to get to our guest, Robert Cahaley. He is the founder of the Trafalgar Group. That is one of the most respected polling firms in our country. Cahaley provides expert analysis, honest analysis to elected officials, corporations, organizations, campaigns, PACs, and high net worth folks. Robert, great to have you on the podcast.
Hey, it's great to be here.
All right, let's talk about just a view of polling 30,000 feet up. Your industry has really taken a beating, I would say, in the last, three election cycles, I think is fair, for being notoriously wrong. What happened?
2016, certainly. Everybody's methods of doing this is different. And, you know, the elections certainly have changed. But in 2016, I think we had something, a phenomenon of voters who were hesitant to admit to a pollster they were supporting Trump. And, you know, the old-fashioned polling are these long questionnaires. And they miss average people to begin with. And so, you know, your average kind of working folks just, they really just don't have time to answer 25 questions on a Tuesday night. And so they tend to be undercounted, and they tended to overcount the college graduate types. And so that was part of the problem. And then you had, you know, Trump people were hesitant. Now, moving into 2018, that was still a problem. They didn't quite capture that very well, but that was something we kind of captured with, you know, what we called the people said we were the ones who could capture the shy Trump voters. But it was just really just kind of getting those kind of people and giving them other ways to answer the questions and making things up for them. Sometimes, you know, letting them ask for questions like who their neighbors were for. So as a device, we could figure out where they really were without them having to say something they weren't comfortable with.
So I've got a question for you on, because I think you've already alluded to this. A lot of polls oversample Democrats, and they go off of old models, and they say because the country's majority Democrat. But if you look at actual surveys of people who identify as Democrat, identify as Republican, is there any justification for oversampling any poll with Democrats?
Well, I don't think they oversample Democrats on purpose. I think, as I was saying before, what happens is they have these questionnaires that are so long, the kind of people who care about politics enough to talk the way that they do for long questions, just it naturally is going to go and get more Democrat participation. Now, if you look at party registration around this country, there's no question there are more Democrats than Republicans. And that is, you know, you have two factors when you decide what party somebody's in. What their voting history is, for example, which primaries they vote in, uh-huh. if it's a no registration state, and how they're registered if it's a registration state. Then you have what's called a self-identify. So let's say you poll a state like Michigan. All right, you're going to poll people who are registered as Democrats, and guess what? They're going to tell you they're Republicans.
Wow. Okay.
So it's not, first of all, it's not that easy to do it. Now, what changed a lot in 2020 and is happening again in 2022 is all our models are based on trying to poll people, you know, who are active voters, who, you know, enthusiastic participants in the election. What has happened with all these new rules since COVID and all the expanding of ballots and absentee ballots and voter harvesting is there are people who are voting who are not able to be reached. I mean, for example, the 95-year-old guy in the nursing home who has no idea there's an election, he's voting now in many, many states.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get him to participate in the poll.
Well, that's true. He's voting now, but sometimes he's not filling out the ballot. It's just
of
like,
of course, he's not filling out the ballot. The whole point. But in most of the states that happens, that's not even illegal.
Well, I know harvesting is legal in places like California, and then of course we have the problem with the dead voting a lot. And you know, that's what I always find fascinating. You could vote your entire life as a Republican. The minute you die, you start voting Democrat. And, you know, it's very hard for you pollsters to get in touch with the dead. I suppose you could do a couple of seances, but look, I've got
to
say this.
You know, and here's the thing. I can't really speak to dead people, but what I can talk to, I don't have the evidence of that.
Yeah.
Even though anecdotally, I know that kind of thing happens. But what I can tell you is it used to be that you're polling voters because that's what's being counted on election day. But the fact is, what's being counted on election day is ballots.
I see.
And not voters.
And we have
to look at these states and understand that you take a state when the Democrats engage and they bring that machine in, and it is very effective because the Republican Party apparatus is not effective. It is a joke.
Yeah.
It doesn't accomplish anything.
I agree.
We've already made the mistake of reelecting Mitch McConnell, and you know we'll see whether the RNC makes a mistake of reelecting Rona. But it doesn't accomplish anything. On the other hand, the Democrat apparatus is extremely effective. And when they focus in, I mean, in 2022, there was a red wave. In every state, the Democrats did build the big blue wall. But when they build that wall, they focused on turning out votes, and they focused on winning. And the Republicans are just same old playbook as, you know, it's 2004. We're just trying to get them all to the polls the last couple of days, and that ain't going to work anymore.
No, and I have said this about the Republicans. There are no unifying principles in the Republican Party, meaning if John Cornyn and Ted Cruz can both call themselves Republicans, that means there are no unifying principles in the Republican Party. But we all, when you say, hey, I'm a Democrat, there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes with that. Anti-Americanism, wokeism, lawlessness, crime. When you say you're Republican, it's meaningless. Robert Cahaly
is a Democrat. The other thing that comes with it is you have an entire apparatus for every candidate,
yeah,
and every consultant and every volunteer who want to win. When Republicans do not have that.
Yep.
We have an upper class of advisors and consultants who want to make money, and winning is secondary.
I love that. You, in the Democrat Party, you have consultants who want to win. In the Republican Party, you have consultants who want to get paid. And there's a big difference. Robert Gahaley is our guest, founder of the Trafalgar Group, one of the nation's most respected polling firms. Before I get into some, to ask you to put your political hat on, let's talk about, for the longest time, Rasmussen held the space of most trusted, most accurate polling service out there. But Trafalgar has come on, I would say, and you correct me if I'm wrong, probably in the last 5 years, maybe revving up a little before that, as one of the, if not the most accurate polling service that is out there. Am I talking out of school? That's accurate, isn't it?
No, since 2016, that's absolutely accurate. You know, 2022 was not our best year, but it was even in one of our worst years was much better than you take an ABC or a New York Times or somebody like that. In their lower years, our average is better than any of the other major polling firms. And what you'll see is that, especially in presidential years, we were rated number one by Real Clear Politics in 2020. We were tied with another firm, and in 2016 we're number one. And so what you know, there's no question that we have just done things differently and been unafraid to point out what's going on, and it has made a difference. And I have a great deal of respect for Rasmussen. I'll say that right now. I love the polling firm. And I think, you know, it's different now because Scott Rasmussen sold, and so Rasmussen, the polling firm, is different than Scott Rasmussen polls. They're actually separate entities now.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they definitely are. Yeah. So sometimes you see conflicting votes you don't understand, and that's why.
Wow.
But those guys do a great job. Insider Advantage does a great job. And, you know, I've watched, in this, especially the last cycle, I have a great deal of respect for Emerson College. I think they were absolutely fabulous this year. And a lot of us are falling into the same trap. We're used to polling voters. We're not used to anticipating absentee ballot and voter harvesting. But you know what? We have to. We've learned in Georgia about how things work and a better way to poll that. And that's why our poll, especially the Georgia runoff, was so accurate, is we know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've seen two cycles of this kind of new system with absentee and Democrats voter harvest and everything else, I think we will be better prepared to know what it looks like. I mean, with anything, you kind of need a high watermark and a low watermark, and just something to gauge by. And two election cycles in states like Arizona and states like Nevada are going to be very helpful in helping us determine how better to poll those.
No, I think it's true. And what I've noticed about Trafalgar that you guys do, that these other polls that you mentioned that are not accurate, you guys actually poll issues that are import to a wide swath of people, including conservatives, whereas you would see ABC, New York Times, NBC, they would neglect to poll or ask people about what they think about issues like, for example, abortion. For example, there was one I saw today about the 87,000 IRS agents that nobody in America wants, but the left-wing polling services, and that's what I call them, the left-wing polling services, don't even want to bother to ask because they don't want to record the response. So it's what you guys in Trafalgar do, is you talk about issues that impact people's lives and you ask questions about what's impacting their lives. You guys want to reflect public opinion. The other polling services that are inaccurate, they want to form or mold public opinion. Is that fair?
Yeah, we always say that a poll has two purposes: is either to reflect public opinion or is to affect public opinion. And so many of them are focused on that. And what you see also is polling firms that never actually poll elections will put all this nonsense out between elections because they can't poll elections because their cumulative record is so dismal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're talking about it. We're not talking about like an error rate in a bad election cycle of like 4.85. We're talking about an error rate of 8. Good. I mean, these guys are horrible.
Good grief. And
so all these groups will pump out all these polls in between election cycles, but they say, well, we don't poll elections. So it's like, yeah, I'm a great student, but I don't take tests.
That's a great analogy. I got to remember that. Folks, Robert Cahaley is the founder of the Trafalgar Group. He's one of the nation's most respected polling firms, or the leader of one of the most respected polling firms in our nation. You mentioned the race between Ronna McDaniel. You mentioned Mitch McConnell getting elected, being, of course, the Republicans, a sign of doubling down on stupid, doubling down on failure, doubling down on those who facilitate Democrat wins, which I think Mitch McConnell single-handedly is one of the individuals paving the way for the American people to look at the Republican Party and say it's completely worthless. It's as worthwhile as boobies on a bull, my dad used to say. So this race between the RNC, how do you read this?
Well, I read this as the race for RNC is going to be as reflective of the will of the Republican electorate as your average Maricopa County race is reflective of the citizens of Maricopa County.
So you're saying that Ronna is going to win? That really?
I'm saying you can't measure how Republicans feel in the nation and assume it will affect the committee. The committee is an animal of its own. It's 168 people, and they will make decisions for all kinds of reasons. It might have to do nothing with how the Republican voters think about whether Republicans can win. They may have other agendas at bay. I mean, other agendas at play. So I think it just will not be representative. You know, one of the things that we actually polled, talking about Mitch McConnell for a second, was we asked people, do you prefer the public votes on the floor of the House to determine the speaker, or the secret ballot votes, not public, that are taken to elect the majority leader? And you know what? People like that process. It might have been nasty, but they could see the whole thing.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It was the most transparency I'd seen out of my government in years.
Well, maybe the RNC ought not be taking secret ballot votes either if they're supposed to represent people.
Yeah, no. Isn't that the thing? The Republican Party is a private organization. I don't know if they're classified as a corporation. But and so was the DNC. They're private groups. And the idea that our people can call themselves Republicans or call themselves Democrats, these are private groups and you're not invited, frankly. Isn't that true?
Well, and that's the problem of it is every single state has a national committee man, a national committee woman, and a chairman. And those states would be very interested to know how their members vote. But if their member doesn't announce it, it's not going to be known.
Crazy. So let's pivot back to the Republicans in general. And what are I've heard certain polling say that only 20% of Americans identify as Republicans, only 20% identify as Democrats. And that means that 60% of us don't identify with these parties, yet they're our only choice. Are those polls reflective of reality, or what have you found?
Well, again, you've got two different ways you measure it, by party registration or participation, or by self-identification. And it really kind of depends. If you poll America right after a landslide election, the majority of people will tell you they're the party that just won. So it does move back and forth. It is certainly not a constant thing. But what you find is what's called self-identify. Which party would you consider yourself a member of, or which party do you generally vote with? Now, they'll give you a party they generally vote with, but which one do you consider yourself a member of? it is quite possible, and I've seen polls that we've even done, that you've kept 50 and 60% of the population will say, well, I'm kind of independent. I don't really stick with any party, even though that's not their history.
Right.
That is their inclination.
Okay. Well, so I guess the last question I have for you is, where is Trafalgar going? The next innovations you're going to be rolling out? What are the next big focuses that you're on? Give us some news out of the world of Trafalgar.
Okay. Well, here's something we're going to put out the next few days. We are going to really focus on South Carolina, as you probably know. I was born in Georgia, but grew up in South Carolina. All my politics from my early years were all in South Carolina. I maintained South Carolina residency. And no one has ever lost the South Carolina primary and gone to be president since the party primary started. That's Democrat or Republican. And in 2020, we had the best poll that showed Biden was going to win and win by a wide margin that he did. And in 2016, we had the best poll with Trump. And so we're going to be putting out polls for both primaries routinely in South Carolina, kind of looking at where it is, because again, it was the determining factor in so many of these primaries. And again, no one has ever lost South Carolina and gone to be president.
I'll be darned. Well, you know what? I lied. There's one more question. Have you guys done any polling on who the favorite preferred candidates are, both sides, Democrat or Republican? Because as you see with the classified documents scandal going on right now, many believe that's a Democrat-on-Democrat inside job, because all these lawyers knew exactly where to find all this classified information, and they're informing on their boss, Joe Biden, just as he's about ready to announce he's going to run in 2024. And a lot of Democrats, they believe this is being a signal is being sent to Biden, no, you're not going to run in 2024. So what do the polls show for both parties?
You're not going to like this. But yes, we've done it, and I can't tell you, but keep your eyes out. We should have something out in about 2 weeks that'll tell you.
My friends, they call that the ultimate tease. And Robert Cahaly is the founder of the Trafalgar Group, the one who just delivered that tease, one of the nation's most respected polling firms. Sir, appreciate the time and the good work you guys do.
You too as well, and thank you for your efforts.
My friends, that puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Interesting discussion about how polls are derived, legitimate polls are derived, and also how the illegitimate ones are arrived at. Folks, a couple of websites I want you to pay attention to. First one, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com, big news there. They just give you the news, and there's some opinion on that site too, I got to tell you, because I'm there. But again, they give you news, and then they give you folks who look at the news and will give you unvarnished conservative opinion on that news. It is the best of all worlds at TexasScorecard.com. Kind of a different site at ChrisSalcedo.com. That's just, you know, little old me. And where you can find me on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, morning talk radio. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the planet. You can also go and figure out where to find the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.